virus. And now, well, past its best, this house clearly once a home has been. Inside high displays of better days, hailed from prior prized pristine. For the last few years, so it appears, its occupants have numbered merely one. His long-lived, long-lost bride, longed for since she died, left him lone and undone. Now though there's a different door, front door got open, curtains drawn, while routine traffic moves past this spot, noticing not. As if some spurious spell contrives, that thing that thrives in countless tribes, devouring hives of lives, archives. Ron had a fine career, a civil engineer, justice of the peace, one more vocation. Active in the church, reputed for research, running the residence association. Never loud or rude, not one to intrude, but one you could always rely upon. A true pillar of the local community, a genuine gentleman, Ron. Processions flow through the doorway, fittings, fixtures, trolleys, a tray, no passers-by pause to look on, no sign of Ron. Pairs of chairs and kitchenwares, apathy airs on broken stairs, a wealth of wisdom, workmanship, we scored the skip. Ron's house is Ron's house no more. Moved on. Ron is gone. Ron's house is Ron's house no more. Moved on. Ron is gone. Carpets, racks and floors, detached doors, chests of drawers, shelves, bookcases, cupboards tall. Of photographs, smiles, but silent laughs, pictures picked off each peak wall. Dim dismayed parade, curtains, frayed and grey, a lampshade, a hush house, all neatly held. Lymph and potipum, an ottoman, a home wholly disemboweled. A walking a balustrade, long record player, long unplayed. Rip, strip, rip, flip, tip, a shortest trip, a chill, skip. This building leaks, creaks, reeks, and squeaks, sneaks from friends, from three, five weeks. A coat of mink, bed sheets of pink, the kitchen sink. Ron's house is Ron's house no more. Moved on. Ron.
For a new young family to move right in.